Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Happy Tuesday to all of you. It's like it's a beautiful day outside. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Tony Bruno tomorrow at 8:30. Our buddy Sean Farash will join us on Friday. And we'll see what Thursday holds. I'll just leave it there. 855-839-1210. Trump's trial set to resume in just about 28 minutes. Stormy Daniels apparently set to testify, one of the headlines, and we'll be paying attention to that. Also today, Joe Biden giving his anti-Semitism announcement from the Holocaust Museum. As Joe has said, I think after 7 months, it's time I say something. So the big guy will come out, and it'll probably be littered with gaffes and mistakes and many moments that we will chronicle, highlight, and document tomorrow on the show, perhaps in the big take or definitely in the cut sheet. So a lot to do. Also coming up at 9:20 this morning today, it is Live Nation Concert Week, and normally we give you a great prize, but it's the only prize we have, and it's great, but you don't get to pick. Today and the rest of the week, you will have a choice of four different concert options.
Four?
And they're all very good.
Yes. Nice.
Different genres, different eras of music. I think this is maybe the best concert option we've ever had.
Yeah.
And that's saying something, because we've given away some really great stuff in the past.
Just real quick, Dierks Bentley, the Doobie Brothers, Chicago, and who?
Tim McGraw. Yes.
Dawn Stensland and Larry Menti will be at the Chicago concert.
Chicago, as Dawn says.
That's right.
How do you say it, Dawn?
Chicago.
And how do you say Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Okay, you say that normal. It's Chicago's.
Well, they say Minnesota.
Off. Minnesota.
That long O, don't you know?
I'm from St. Paul. Yeah, or Minneapolis, where they defund the police. All right, 855-839-1210. I want to get to these two local stories. This is probably, all of these stories that anytime you have a potential mass shooter that shows up, whether it's in a school, a grocery store, any other place of gathering, has got to be one of the most terrifying things you can ever experience. But I can't imagine it getting any worse than when you are sitting through a church service, hearing a pastor go through his Sunday sermon, and we're referring to a story in North Braddock, Pennsylvania, Fetterman country, out west in the Pittsburgh, Allegheny County area. The headline from the New York Post, gunman arrested after trying to shoot Pennsylvania pastor during church sermon. It was also caught in a wild, caught-on-camera moment. We will roll the video for you here in just a moment, but let me give you the back drop to this story. So a gunman has been arrested after pulling a firearm on a Pennsylvania pastor mid-sermon in a terrifying caught-on-camera ordeal, with cops later finding one of his relatives gunned down in their home. Bernard Polite, 26, was nabbed after trying to shoot Pastor Glenn Germany at the Jesus Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock on Sunday afternoon, police said. A horrifying live stream of the ordeal showed Germany ducking for cover as the perp brandished the weapon in front of churchgoers, including the pastor's own 14-year-old daughter.
Ugh.
Quote, he pulled the gun. It clicked, the pastor told WPXI. You heard him shoot it, end quote. God jammed the gun so the bullet didn't come out.
By the way, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. We'll roll the video in a second.
Yes.
But I just wanted to
get on over
there. Video, yeah.
Yes. Roughly 25 parishioners were listening to Germany's sermon when the gunman suddenly started walking towards the front pew. Quote, he stood up and he smiled at me. And it was just a smile.
Yeah.
So you know this is a deranged guy. Germany said, quote, he comes to right here, and then all of a sudden, that's when I see him pull the gun, and all I could do is duck and try to get out of the way. One of the church's deacons, Clarence McAllister, was filmed leaping across and tackling Polite. He and the pastor wrestled the gun from the suspect and pinned him down until cops arrived. McAllister said, quote, God had his hands on the pastor. He wasn't letting him go nowhere. Phil, if you want to roll the video, there's no audio. We'll narrate this. So you have this pastor green dress shirt, tie. He's up, and all of a sudden, just like that. Just like that. I mean, and here comes the guy from behind, tackles him.
Thank God for that guy.
Wraps him up. Now here comes the pastor. Here comes another deacon, another service church member. It's basically two-on-one, a third guy in the background, and they wrestle this guy to the ground. This guy's wearing what looks like pajama pants, untied sneakers. And this guy is literally going through his sermon. He's got the hands going. He's doing the Trump accordion thing. And this guy just comes out of nowhere on the screen and is ready to assassinate a pastor in a church.
The odds that that gun would jam at that moment are...
Power of prayer.
One in a quinzillion.
Sure. Or it's a coincidence. Wow. Wow.
Just amazing, right?
Wow.
I mean, that guy was sitting there ready to kill somebody, execute him at point-blank range. And the odds of that gun jamming are probably the same odds of this ever happening at your church, so I'm not trying to drum up fear. The odds of these things happening, slim to none. But man, I don't care if you're religious or not, whether God was on your side or there was a jam, that guy is so fortunate to be alive today. And that, now, was that a Baptist church? Do we know what church this is?
I'm not sure. It's Jesus Dwelling Place Church.
Right.
It sounds Baptist.
I'm not sure of the...
I don't know if that's like a Southern Baptist type
or
church.
Non-denominational. But the pastor says, he says, I'm thankful to God because the suspect pulled that trigger.
Yeah. Well, he says, you heard it click. Oh my God. And this guy, I mean, you could tell, and he was smart, and he's having a good old time. And by the way, too, the way the video we just showed you, it almost seems to me, I don't know, and I could be wrong, I don't think that this is just somebody filming it with their phone. My guess is that a lot of services
they stream
are
it.
That
yeah.
was streamed.
It's
yes,
streamed.
100%.
Okay. It's the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It was a very clear shot.
Yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
Somebody, that was somebody streaming. That's also why there's no audio of it.
Yeah, I mean, that guy needs to go away. That's attempted murder right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but that guy, why is he out? That's the question. He's a 26-year-old.
Does he have priors?
When they went back to his house, first of all, he confessed, according to police, and said, God told me to do it.
Right.
They went back to the suspect's house, 26-year-old Bernard Polite, or Polite, or whatever. They go back to his house in Braddock, and they find a dead body.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They found a dead body. So this guy allegedly murdered somebody, then goes to the church, and is he going to shoot everybody? You know what?
Right.
So the question is, why is this 26-year-old guy, you know, what's going on with this? This is not the first time. Right.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
As soon as you see these stories and you see that this guy's got some sort of issue, you immediately assume, and I think rightfully so, that this guy probably should be off the street but is on the street because of our current criminal justice system with prosecutors not prosecuting and dropping charges or letting people out of jail early. This is why you need to be pro-law and order. This is why you need mandatory minimums. This is why you got to keep... There's so many. Now, granted, there was no tragedy here, but it could have been. But it could have been prevented.
And by the way, kudos to that guy who got up and tackled him.
Right.
Because
instead of live streaming on his phone.
Because honestly, if somebody didn't do that, that guy could have just, you know, went back in and gone up and shot him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Reloaded the gun.
Whatever.
And tried to figure out what went awry.
That is quick work by that individual. Wow.
Like you never expect any of this. But in a church of all places, right? Like that's the one place where you're like, you know, everybody gets along, you're praying, you're doing whatever you do when you go to whatever church you go to, whether it's randomly or if you're there every single week ever as a devout Catholic or whatever denomination you belong to. And all of a sudden, you're sitting there, you're paying it. I got to tell you, when I used to go to church on a weekly basis, I used to drift off during some of this. I swear I had the most boring pastors. And I've been in a Catholic church, a Baptist church, and a Lutheran church, and I just never could get through a sermon. But for those that are paying attention, you're in the moment, you're hearing the message that's being preached, and here comes this whack job out of nowhere. You just never anticipate something like that.
Can you, Phil, can you roll the video one more time? I just want to see something. There's something about this that I want to see. He comes up, he's in the middle of it. He's preaching.
Boom.
Right there. Yeah, like... And he immediately, and he goes up there like he's going to attack him. And that guy just out of nowhere
Thank
just
God.
Grabs him.
Well, the guy with the gun comes out, and that pastor within a second dives behind the podium. And then within a second later, The gunman gets tackled. So everything was just in a nanosecond.
Yep.
Split second. We're talking about split seconds
you can,
here.
You can also tell in the video that the gunman wasn't in a right state of mind because he's, as the guy is holding him there, his eyes look kind of vacant.
You think he's under the
I have no idea. I have no idea. Maybe he's a mentally deranged person. I have no idea. But
the police are saying that he was. So he's 26-year-old Bernard Polite. Yep. Polite. And the person they found at the home has the same last name. So they're not, I don't know, the victim at the, that he allegedly murdered at the house is 56. So is it a parent? I don't know the answer to that, but he's told police he was hearing voices that told him then to go to church and shoot.
Well, that's all you need to know right there. He's mentally disturbed.
Yep.
He's hearing voices from God.
I wonder what's psychiatric drugs he was on.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Not like, you know, not whether he was on weed or alcohol, but, you know, everybody's pilled up these days on antidepressants and anxiety meds. Yep.
Well, and that's the issue. Sometimes then they go off the meds. They can't get access to the meds or something of that nature.
Here's the thing, too, is that I have no idea about this person. I have no idea what they were on, what they weren't on, what mental state they were in. But this, you want to get to the root of these shootings and this. It's not the guns, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's these freaking drugs.
Yeah, my guess is his daily regimen of pills is not turmeric, magnesium, and fish oil.
And and when I say drugs, I don't mean weed.
Yeah, right.
I mean these psychotropic medications that these doctors prescribe because
put them on pills.
Well, thank God it was Deacon Clarence McAllister who's the one. He was operating the church's video camera.
Yeah.
So he's operating the camera, sees what's going on, and he's the one who tackled the suspect and restrained him until the cops could arrive.
Yep.
Wow.
855-839-1210 if you would like to jump in. Boy, that guy should not see the light of day for a long, long time.
Well, the plead insanity because he's probably a schizophrenic or something. And, you know, he'll do it again in 10 years.
Yeah, you know what? Sadly, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Sadly, you're probably... I'm losing faith in our ability to rehabilitate people.
But my question, you know, when I say, why is this guy... First of all, he clearly has issues. And that doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this happening? Did the police get called to this home? It was his uncle, his 56-year-old uncle, who he allegedly fatally shot. So now he's being held.
Yep.
But my question is, how many times, and we hear, we're going to, I guarantee you, we're going to hear that, and this is Braddock, as you pointed out, Fetterman, we're going to hear, oh, the cops were called here constantly, and there were threats of the domestic violence, and so on. They did nothing. Now he gets, I guess, uncle's gun. Where did he, you know, whose gun did he take? And now this could have been a even bigger. It's already a tragedy. The uncle was murdered, 56-year-old uncle.
Yep. And prior to seeing this story in our prep stuff, I didn't know this story existed because I didn't see it in the news.
I had it yesterday, and we just never got to it because, you know, like Dawn said, there's
a cast of 1,200 people.
There's a lot going on, but I thought it was perfect for today. But no, it hasn't been. And this is, you know, this is Pennsylvania. This is our state.
And now, obviously, we know the way these things always play out based on how the coverage they get, based on who the people are. So if this was a white man who shows up to shoot
with a MAGA hat
at a black, presumably a black church, this is front and center. It's MAGA extreme.
National news.
Right. But this everybody involved in this is African-American, so you're just not going to hear about it. And it's sad because it shouldn't matter. And especially in a church setting, in a place of worship, in a place of peace in the Lord's house, and you got this going on. So
I mean, yesterday on my show I did have the initial story, but all the things that we've talked about today are newly revealed.
Yeah,
everything we're talking, all these are all new developments. So this is a developing story. As a longtime news person, I will tell you, you're exactly right. If the narrative were different, especially with something where you're learning all of this and you have the preacher talking and you captured it on live screen, this is made for TV.
Yeah, it's got everything you need.
Yep.
It has everything you need, no doubt. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, we will get to our morning mystery movie clip with your choice of four different options for concerts this summer.
Four!
Dierks Bentley, Tim McGraw, Chicago, or the Doobie Brothers. I know where Phil Almquist would go, but he's not eligible.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to that when we continue. And also, I've got to get into this last story of the day. Pat's King of Steaks. Uh-oh. They're back in business. They're adding two items. One, I think, is a home run. The other one, completely overrated.
Uh-oh.
Big the worst take of the week coming up.
Here we go.
As we continue, Kale and Company, stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. What's on the cut sheet part due in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. What's on tap for the Dawn Show. Today in music history, and who won Twitter today. Also, this story on Pat's King of Steaks, courtesy of the Inquirer, in just a moment. But it is just shortly after 9:20. Let's give it away, give it away, give it away with our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I think Chub Rock needs a dress, am I right?
That's okay. No.
Come on,
okay.
No? What size? 5XL?
No, that's fine, really. I'm, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with a tux, like Liza Minnelli. I saw her wear one at the Oscars. And it's just
at least have guard belts underneath, please.
Okay.
You will need to have a witness. We can supply one for $100.
$100 hairs? It's a lot of doll hairs.
Come again?
Do dolls come with that many hairs?
Doll hairs.
Doll hairs.
Doll hairs.
Yeah, he likes that.
Yeah. Oh, I'd never heard that one.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, that movie came out in 2007. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. If you can correctly identify that movie, you will decide live on the air.
Live.
Your choice.
Yep.
All week long, in its concert week from Live Nation, you will get to pick your choice of the following shows. Dierks Bentley, August 17th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey. Tim McGraw, June 20th at the Wells Fargo Center here in Philadelphia. Chicago on July 31st.
Chicago.
Chicago. Did I get it right that time, or am
no.
I still getting it wrong?
Say it funny.
Say it one more time for me, Dawn.
Chicago.
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 When you say it, you say it, you're saying it with a Delco accent.
Ah. And I've never been to Delco.
Yes, you have.
I have. Never lived there, though. So Chicago on July 31st at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. Or the Doobie Brothers, August 3rd, also at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. So Doobie Brothers, Tim McGraw, Dierks Bentley, Chicago. Phil Almquist, by the way, corrected me during the break. He would not go to see the Doobie Brothers. He would actually go to see Chicago. Before.
With me.
With Dawn Stenson.
With Dawn.
Woohoo! Yeah.
You're going to ride shotgun
yeah.
in the back.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, let me just say it because, you know, we have to be careful because these are contests. You're not actually going with Dawn.
That's right.
But she will be there.
Right. And if
we'll have a beer together.
Yeah, she'll wave to you. She'll say hi. She'll take a selfie with you on social media. Concert Week is here with $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows on sale now through May 14th. Up to 75% off concert and comedy tickets. Get your tickets to see all of your favorite artists live at LiveNation.com. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. All right. So, Pat's King of Steaks.
Yeah.
You know, Pat's and Gino's, big touristy spots. You know, if you're a lifelong person from this area, you've probably ventured off to, you know, other cheesesteak eateries, you know, Jim's or Steve's. When the radio stations were operating over on City Line Avenue, I used to love on Belmont Avenue Mama's, which was just an unbelievably underrated cheesesteak, and it was so damn big, you just couldn't eat it all. But I didn't even know this, that Pat's had shut down, I guess, for renovations or things like that, and you know, I guess they were doing kind of like a makeshift operation, and now that they're back open like business as usual, they've made some additions to their menu. And Stalker found this story. One sandwich I love, one I think is completely overrated. In fact, I would say it's just utter trash.
Uh-oh.
So they're going to go go with breakfast sandwiches now. You can now get a breakfast sandwich at Pat's King of Steaks between the hours of 6 and 11 a.m.
Cheese steaks? Or
no, with breakfast meats.
Okay, okay.
Breakfast meats, yeah. Possibly some egg and cheese. It's going to be on the same type of roll that you get your steak on. Love it. You give me, I don't care what the meat is, what the cheese is, what the carb is. I'm all for breakfast sandwiches. I am pro breakfast sandwich. But they are also adding chicken cheese steaks.
Yep.
Garbage. Chicken cheese steaks, super low energy, very overrated. I don't find them, and I love chicken almost every way you can cook it. I love a roast chicken. I love grilling chicken. I love fried chicken. I cannot stand a chicken cheesesteak. Oh, I don't know what it is.
You're a communist.
But I get that chopped up, finely diced chicken, and it just never has flavor. This is not a shot at any specific. I just don't like the sandwich at all.
I will tell you, it depends on who makes it. Mm. So McNally's in Chestnut Hill, they're famous for the Schmitter, which is, I think it's at the ballpark. But
yeah.
Their chicken cheesesteak is delicious.
Now, I love a chicken cutlet sandwich. Don't get me to it. Don't get it wrong. You know, give me the chicken cutlet with the broccoli rob and the sharp provolone. Or maybe I like a chicken parm, a little mozzarella and marinara. No doubt about it. Chicken cheesesteak. I mean, you could put buffalo sauce on it. You could put all the onions, any peppers,
marinara
any
sauce.
Cheese.
Marinara
whatever.
Sauce.
I can't do it. I've had it every single way, and I'm just like,
You're wrong.
It's like, if that's my only option, like it'll get me through the day, like it'll fill me up. But if I can go steak, I'm going steak 10 out of 10 times. It's not even up for debate. And I know other places like, you know, like Tony Luke's, you can get the roast pork sandwich. Mm. I love the roast pork. I love all these different sandwiches. Chicken cheesesteaks to me are like the Jeb Bush of steak sandwich. It's just low energy. It does nothing for it. It doesn't move the needle for me.
That's
am I alone in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We need a poll question. Is the chicken cheesesteak overrated?
Wow.
Phil, if we could throw that up on YouTube, I'd like to know. Because I don't think I'm alone here.
You know what's funny is that I when I saw the story last night, I was just like, I bet you have a dumb take on this.
I've never had one where it's like, man, that is just, there's something about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You just, I maybe it loses its flavor when you chop it up finely like you do like chip steak on a grill. And by the way, according to this article, they will have a set for all of those people that don't like other foods, touching other foods.
Yep.
They will have a separate grill now at Patch specifically for the chicken steak.
By the way, all right, so we had two different poll questions. They put one up and then they took it down. Is chicken cheesesteak overrated? They closed it. Why'd you guys close it?
No.
66%.
We didn't have any of the precincts report.
Stop the steal.
Stop the steal.
Put the poll question back up on YouTube. Is the chicken cheesesteak overrated?
I'm telling you, it's going to be, I guarantee you, 60%+ of people will say overrated.
You're getting a lot of support, Nikhail.
I'm a smart man.
Jeremy Burke
says
chicken cheesesteaks suck.
I agree.
Not at McNally's, they're good, but everywhere else I've ever had them, they suck.
All right.
So it depends. It depends on how they're going to make it.
All right. 855-839-1210. We've got Deborah in Maple Shade. She is our winner. Deborah, good morning. First of all, before you get to pick your concert of choice, what was the movie clip that we played for you, dear?
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
That is correct.
Deborah.
Congratulations, Deborah. So would you like to go see Dierks Bentley, Tim McGraw, Chicago, or Doobie Brothers?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. July 31st, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Grab yourself a chicken cheesesteak on the way.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. There she is, Deborah in Maple Shade.
Yeah.
Three more winners coming up this week.
Yesterday they chose Chicago, too. I think Dawn is tipping the scale.
Clean sweep here. Chicago all week.
By saying that she's going. I think people are trying to curry favor to you, Dawn Stenzel.
They are.
Because we'll party. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
You won't be anywhere near those people. Let's be honest with you.
That's not true. I'll have to tell you where our seats are. We bought these are coveted tickets. We bought these seats a while back.
Third row seats or something.
Now, are you actually going to follow through and go? Because the last time you had concert tickets, you had Bruce and you never made it, right?
Nick, you hit the nail on the head. There's zero more.
The boys went, right? But
no,
you didn't
just,
make it.
No, what happened was, We bought those far in advance from Springsteen. Larry got them.
Yep.
and at you know, up by Penn State. Mm-hmm. The problem was then it turns out it was David's Shakespearean play.
Shakespearean.
That's right. I remember that.
Shakespearean.
You know? Now, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? So one of us, so I stayed with Dave, so David couldn't go.
Yeah.
And then, so just Larry and Michael went.
All right. David's doing Shakespeare and Mia's doing Finding Nemo.
See?
By the way, let's look at youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Right now, is the chicken cheesesteak overrated? With only 55 votes, people need to vote. 59% say yes. So you're in
I said the number
majority.
Would be about 60. Yep.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT if you want to vote on this very important poll question.
It's a very important one. And we do accept mail-in ballots. All right. Coming up next, we'll get to What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 as we continue live here on a Tuesday morning. Kale and Company, back after this.
At Anderson Mechanical Corporation, AMC, they have a focus on the fact that since the founders are military veterans, they always will, you know, look at military veterans and try to recruit military veterans among their team. And they're so great. I mean, just a great group of guys. Kerry and Bill, you met them during the Travis Mannion, the thon that we held that day. They were here in person. What great people they are. And it's just a testament to their team that all of this great crew, they've been working there together for so many years. Not this turnover that you see in a lot of companies, but they love what they do. They're real professionals on the job. By the way, they do HVAC, so you can, as well as plumbing, but for AC, I mean, today, nearly 80 degrees today and tomorrow. So it's heating up. If you haven't gotten your tune up for the spring yet, you better get this on the calendar and make sure that you're all tuned up for sure. So you got to go to amcontheweb.com. And if you're listening right now, go to amcontheweb.com, right? You're going to get a 15% discount off your spring tune-up at amcontheweb.com, Anderson Mechanical Corporation. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Putting a bow on a Tuesday show, the Dawn Show, top of the hour. We'll find out what she has lined up in just about 10 minutes. Also, today in music history, courtesy of our pal Phil Almquist. And who won Twitter today? Donald Trump in court right now. Stormy Daniels set to testify at some point this morning. As we get ready for Greg Stocker's What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. Thank you. Thank you, Nikhail. And you did say it correctly. This is Greg Stocker's What's on the Cut Sheet. There's a little discrepancy about who invented this. I did.
Oh. What? Would it Bruno?
No. Mr. Zioli in the afternoon said that we stole it from him.
Well, but Zioli took it with him to the afternoon as well, though, right?
Well, I like to say that I've been doing a version of this since 2010 when it was called A Day in Sound. Yes.
A Day in Sound?
The Day in Sound or something.
Oh.
Yeah, where I just had audio clips and went through it. And
okay.
The host, whoever it was at the time, I forget. would comment on it. Oh. Anyway.
And when did you rebrand it to What's on the Cut Sheet?
That was in the Spike Eskin era of 1210.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What's
cut
on the Cut Sheet
history. How about that?
What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com. And it was bastardized by a... a host who shall remain nameless, who called What's Trending? We've called What's Trending. Took my idea and pillaged it.
So where would you rank this person with
that radio show?
Should we send him to France?
Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Was on with Joy Reid.
Oh, jeez.
She sat down for the readout. Apparently she wrote a book, Coming Home. I don't know.
A book on how I broke the law and I'm grateful to be alive.
She spoke to Joy Reid. This is just a little bit of that conversation. I'm going to start with cut 26 here, Philip, if you will, my friend. Go.
Herself. Brittany, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here to talk to me. Your book is so good.
The voice.
It's so poignant.
it might have given me a nightmare or two, but it's important, I think, that you told this story, because it strikes me that only you could have been in the situation that you were in, for a lot of reasons. And we're gonna get into some of those. But I pulled some quotes from your book that I want to read to you. I'm going to read you to you. And this is the first one that struck me, struck all of us on the team. And it says, fear takes many forms. There's the kind you feel when life sneaks up from behind and frightens you half to death. Some people freeze, others run. I'm usually the one who fights like hell. When I saw those cartridges, not one, but two, different types of fear shuddered through me. There was the instinct to fight, flee, or freeze. Instead, my body went into a major free fall, as if I'd stumbled off a cliff and plunged into the ocean. Talk to me about that moment when you realized that those cartridges had accidentally remained in your bag.
Accidentally.
In the airport, in Russia.
It was definitely a free fall. It was just like, you ever been so scared? Like something just really like to the core, not, you know, a little ghost scared, but I'm talking like really loved one in danger type fear. That feeling is what went through my whole body. I literally saw my life flash before my eyes. I was like, it's over. BG is no more in that moment. And I was deathly afraid.
Were you sure then? Because, you know, part of this story is the fact that you were a star in Russia. You were on the ACAT team. You were the star of that team. You know, Russian kids run up to you and want your autograph. Did part of you think, no, they're gonna let me go?
There was a little hope, but then at the same time, I also understand the relations in between, you know, our countries, and I'm like, then that's not gonna slide.
Yeah, and you talk about not just that, but being forced to sign something.
Yeah.
Now, you don't speak Russian.
Not at all.
And no one there spoke English. They finally get somebody from duty-free
store
to come over and try to translate. When you finally relented after being prodded and needled to sign this paper, what did you think you were signing?
I had no idea what I was signing. I knew I was signing something that probably needed to be read to me. You know, my dad's history in law enforcement and all that. So I knew this was something that needed to be explained to me. What am I, by me signing this paper, what am I saying? What am I agreeing to? What rights am I giving up? It was none of that. It was just a duty-free worker that came over and said, you sign here in very broken English. It wasn't even, you have to sign this paper because this is giving up your rights or you're admitting to none of that.
Okay, so much. I got a lot of reactions to this. Number one, she says BG was no more. The Brittany Griner I remember hearing speak years ago sounded like Brittany Griner. Now she sounds like Bob Griner. That's number one. Also interesting that Joy Reid is wearing Donald Trump's wig again. So the whole thing is just odd. But look, am I glad she's home? Yes, because I don't want any American to have to deal with those savages in Russia. But the reality is she should not be heralded as some sort of hero. She broke the law. Even though I disagree with their law and marijuana vape cartridges, I don't think marijuana should be a crime, nor should you have to do what they did over there in those Russian penal colonies. But the reality is, that's their law. And you would think as an athlete, I've said this in the past, as an athlete, you always know the venue you're walking into. And the fact that you were unaware or you forgot, it's not a defense. I mean, as silly as it is, as excessive as the punishment is, you should have known better. And there's people like Paul Whelan that are over there. And so ultimately, for a girl that did not want to stand at times for the national anthem, you should never sit or kneel ever again. You should be grateful and count your blessings that the Biden administration got you out.
One more clip here on with Brittany Griner saying that she was told to get into a man's cell. Got 27, Phil, go.
To jail.
Yes.
Did you think in that moment, I, Brittany Griner, am being taken to jail? Or did you think in that moment, wait a minute, I am a black, queer woman.
Now here we go.
In a country in which I am a super minority and not necessarily an embraced minority.
A super minority.
And what in the world is that jail going to be like for me?
Da-da-da-da.
I was terrified when I was thinking about going to that jail because I was like, what games are they going to play? And I soon found out one of the games on trying to tell me to go into one of the men's cells. And I'm like, I'm not going in that cell. And then the other guard, you know, said something in Russian and shook his hand. And then they take me to the women's side. And I was just like, see, it's a game, you know? And I knew all that was stacked against me.
Did you believe that you were targeted deliberately, that people knew who you were, knew that you were landing on that flight and deliberately targeted you?
I believe so, yes. I wholeheartedly believe that. It was the whole going through, doing the transfer, how I was singled out to come over when there's a flood of people walking through, not being scanned, things not getting searched. And I saw the people that were getting, you know, asked to come to the side. I was like, something, there was a tip, they knew I was coming through.
And when you got to the jail.
Wow.
So was she targeted because of her identity? I don't know. I don't think anybody can really know unless you know the setting that she was in when she was detained. But did her identity lead to her release? You're absolutely right, it did.
Yeah.
Because if she was not an African-American female lesbian star basketball player, and she was just a run-of-the-mill Tom, Dick, or Harry, the Biden administration wouldn't have even acknowledged that person. That's a fact.
Sorry.
I'm just doing little searches like, does Brittany Griner take testosterone?
I was
Griner born a boy? You know, all of these are common questions that are all over the internet. But I don't have evidence of that or reports of that. Griner was born in 1990 in Texas. Mm. But looks much more feminine from pictures back in the day in college now looks more male.
In my opinion, there's some testosterone going on there. But
a little bit.
I don't know.
A little bit.
That's just speculation on my part.
All right. Well, we don't have to speculate. We have the source directly. What's on tap for the Dawn Show at 10 o'clock? Let's go right to the sources.
Woohoo!
Yes, we have Bethann Rossica at 10:05 talking about education, breaking down the very latest. Commonwealth Foundation's Steve Bloom is going to also give us some breaks. We have a whole lineup. 10:30, so 10:05, 10:30, and 11 o'clock. And we have so much. We're rocking and rolling. Right off the bat, we're just going to come out with Trump just spoke seconds ago.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have Trump right out of the gate.
10 minutes, we'll hear that. It's awesome.
All that and more coming up.
All right.
On the Dawn Show.
Looking forward to that. Stalker's going to be hanging on pins and needles, waiting for what Trump has to say.
I am.
All right,
more to come.
More to come,
ladies and gentlemen.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
Tuesday, May 7th, we celebrate the birthdays of Bernie Marsden, Prairie Prince, the drummer for the Tubes, Bill Kreutzmann, drummer for the Grateful Dead, and Jerry Nolan, drummer for the New York Dolls. Singles include The Who's Pinball Wizard from 69 and Gimme Love by George Harrison from 73. Albums include Business as Usual by Men at Work in 82, Hard at Play by Huey Lewis in 91, and Pantera's The Great Southern Trendkill from 96.
Mm-hmm.
Also in 77, the Eagles topped the Hot 100 chart with Hotel California. Snow Patrol was on top of the British album chart in 2006. And in 2016, Axl Rose took over temporarily for Brian Johnson as lead singer for AC/DC, but Brian is back now. But lastly, another Stone story. On this day in 2002, the Stones made a big entrance by arriving by blimp to announce their Licks tour in Cortlandt Park in New York. Of course, they're here June 11th. I'm going May 23rd, but it's not my next show. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Ockwood.
What's going to happen if Phil has a scheduling conflict between the concert and the New York Knicks?
Phil time. I love it.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it up with who won Twitter today.
No.
No? Well, we will not. Sorry. Somebody did not win today.
Sorry.
But you won nothing.
I'm doing a lot back here, man.
Believe me, you are losers.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot back here. Sorry.
But I'll tell you what, Fox is rolling out all the footage of Stormy Daniels, picture after picture after picture. They got her plastered everywhere. All right, stay tuned. Dawn will keep you updated on that as the morning continues. She's got you for the next 2 hours. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. And as our favorite Pennsylvania senator from Braddock would say,
good night, everybody.
Hey, spring is upon us. No better time, like the present, than to get back out on the roads. Plan your summer road trip. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles are going to help you find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. You know you want it. You've earned it. Go get it with a little help from my friends at Piazza. They have thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available from brands such as Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, and so much more. Just visit them at PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. You can stop by one of their many dealerships across Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey. make sure you tell the Piazza Premium Automobiles, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.